It's time for Joe Wants to Know.
Want to hear from you, 317-239-1009, as we have one of the most important questions of our generation answered, and that is, what is the best when it comes to chips? And I'll give you an example of why this came up and some things that make the list. You're getting ripped off with pretty much every brand of chips, whether it's in a bag, in a can like Pringles, with air. And somebody, God bless them.
Oh, well, yeah.
Somebody, God bless them, actually did research to find out the percentage of air per bag of chips. That needs to be my second job. If this radio thing does not work out, I want to be the air bag checker.
I don't think that's going to help Joe's journey.
No, it won't, but we get to weigh in tomorrow, tomorrow morning. All right, here's the deal. Cheetos, 59% air.
Okay.
BS. And I love me. Do you like Cheetos, Liv?
Yeah, they're really good.
Now, do you like Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
No.
What?
You like those better than regular?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Flamin' Hot, then they even more. And I want to bring to the conversation another male opinion this morning. In studio, we have Mark. He's an intern here today. Actually, all this week here. You have any kind of chip preference right there that you think is like, man, that's the best kind?
I mean, I'm a big fan of Doritos just because of
what kind?
Cheese.
What kind?
Nacho Doritos.
Okay, you lost me. Nobody likes nachos. Cool Ranch is the best. Cool Ranch are the best. And let me see. Doritos, you're getting ripped off, dude. 48% air. Not as bad as Cheetos, but like half the bag's air going on and on here. Pringles, 28% air. That's your best bet.
Any chips that have cheese dust can go to hell.
I am
thoroughly grossed out by cheese dust on chips.
Wait, here's the thing.
As you eat goldfish.
That doesn't have cheese dust. Yeah. It is salt.
That does not have cheese dusting, and I agree. Cheese dust grosses me out, and if I see it on someone's fingers, I'll actually throw up, and
I
will gag.
What about Sun Chips? Do you like Sun Chips?
No,
the Harvest Cheddar?
I can't stand the bags.
Why? What's wrong with the bags?
They're too loud.
I don't even know what that means.
Are you kidding me?
They're not... You think out of all of the chips... Sun Chips are the bags that are too loud.
Yes.
Cheetos are obnoxious.
I will bet you $20.
Ooh, Liv, that's $20. Your whole paycheck. Don't do it. Don't do it.
The loudest bag of chips is Sun Chips. Everyone call in 317-239-1009. Am I right or no?
No, you're right. Sun Chips is something weird about the bag. It has a loudness to it.
It's the
worst.
Are
you saying like loud, like volume? Or
yes.
Are you saying, okay.
Like if I'm trying to like sneak and like hide them, like I don't want my wife to like, what's Joe doing in
the
kitchen?
You can't reach a hand in there without it sounding like the Vietnam War.
Yeah, something about the waves like amplifying. Amplifies the noise. I will agree. I thought you were saying like the design of the bag.
I don't think the chips amplify the noise.
Yes, the waves.
The ridges.
The waves on
We're getting scientific with the design
the
of the chips.
The waves on the Sun Chips are the reason why they're so loud.
So I mean,
the bag is why they're loud.
But there's all kinds of stuff. Just like, for example, there's Cheetos, there's like pita chips, Doritos, as you just mentioned over
pita
there.
Pita chips, gross.
Actually, they're delicious with some good hummus. Fritos, Pringles, like tortilla chips are awesome, Sun Chips. And if I'm missing anything else, you could throw in there. I'm not going to let you do your popcorn and say that's a chip because it's not. But that does come in a bag. But 317-239-1009. Can anybody back up what Alex said? Because I'll agree with her, too, when it comes to Sun Chip bags. Those things are loud as hell.
Now you agree because you're scared because you know
I'm not
right.
Scared. I love Harvest Cheddar chips.
Uh-huh.
You know what? I'm going to throw
And also, goldfish are not chips. They are crackers.
Yeah, I agree with
those
that.
Those don't count. And goldfish are for kids, so that's always cute. But which chip is the best?
Why is the guy who is on the diet talking about chips?
Because I have willpower, Alex. You
no.
think I don't have willpower?
I know for a fact you don't.
Oh, tell me. Go ahead. Go ahead.
You don't.
Sabotage my segment and my life.
It was literally you the other day that talked about Joe's journey and how you, like, talking about food or seeing food, all this, like, makes you want it. Why are you talking about chips?
Because it's a conversation I had with somebody. I was like, oh, I would like to talk about this for Joe's journey.
Well, oh, my
gosh. Not Joe's journey. Now you got me all flustered. Here's my thing. I'm doing really good on my diet. We'll talk about it tomorrow. I still have cravings. I'm still a person. I mean, we eat. That's what we do.
This is just insane.
Whatever, chip hater. 317-239-1009. Let's go to, you got some social media, Liv? What are people saying?
Morgan says Doritos Jacked Ranch Dipped Hot Wings are the best. Ooh. Nothing compares. I've never even heard of those.
Oh, it's I haven't either.
Probably get at the gas station or something like that, small baggies. All right, let's talk to Bailey this morning. Bailey on the Joe and Alex Show. Chip me, please.
What's up?
You tell me.
Okay, well, there's two. There's either Cheeto Puffs which are amazing.
Ew.
Or ketchup chips.
Ew.
Oh, stop it. You, oh my. What? Explain ketchup chips. I think I get the angle here, but what the hell?
Okay. Well, like, it's really hard to get them in America, so you just take,
rightfully
like,
so.
No, because they're amazing.
No, that's why Trump's building a wall, to keep the chips out, for the ketchup chips from Canada.
I was going to say, with all the tariffs that our president's throwing on the whole world and doing things, maybe I would agree with a ketchup chip tariff.
They're so good, though. But you just take, like, regular chips. There's two ways. Like, you can either get, like, the real ones, which are amazing, or you can get, like, regular chips and just dip them in ketchup. Like, Lay's regular chips or Ruffles are super good, too.
Hey, Bailey.
Yeah.
Are you single?
Yes, why?
Oh, just wondering.
Probably the chips. Here's
that
the thing,
that
Bailey.
That might be a deal breaker.
I imagine ketchup chips taste exactly like the SpongeBob episode of the nasty Krabby Patty that has all the, like, the plant juice and
Wait. Have you never tried ketchup chips?
No, but that's, I'm telling you what I imagine what? They taste like is that gross, nasty, dirty Krabby Patty that SpongeBob makes. That's exactly what I imagine a ketchup chip tastes like.
Okay, wait. But if you try them and you don't like them, then I'll accept your your critique.
No, oh, whatever.
You gotta try them first.
No.
If I find a bag, Alex, will you try it? Because I've actually tried them.
I'll try it if we
no
actually
way.
Can find a bag.
I've tried them.
You can't find them. What are you going to do? Go to Canada this weekend?
Maybe. You don't know my life.
I had somebody send me some from my family went over there to for vacation, and they brought me back a bag, and they're delicious, and I love them.
All right. Hey, thank you, Bailey, for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Jessica, you actually work for a chip company. Why don't you tell us why you're ripping us off?
No, why don't you tell us why you hate America with your loud bags?
Okay, so the reason why there is a significant amount of air is to protect the chip.
Yeah,
so that by the time,
right.
Oh, listen.
I thought air made the chips stale.
No, it doesn't make it stale. But it's to protect them so that, like, when they get bounced around in the trucks and things like that, that they don't, like, if we didn't put air in them, by the time you got them, they'd be crumbs. And then you'd be mad about that.
But do you need 60% air?
I don't know the ratio. Like, I'm not in the
plan. Trust me. I'll give you a ratio. Way too much.
I heard.
Way too much.
It's to make sure that you get the most delicious, amazing chip you've ever had.
You're the best PR person ever. You could probably be good covering an oil spill. Like, this is good for the animals.
I think I would rather have more chips that were crushed than less chips that weren't crushed.
Yeah, because I could tilt the bag up at the end and
exactly.
Just go,
exactly.
Ew, I don't
exactly.
Like that. That's disgusting. Now, what chip company do you work for?
It's just the largest one there is. How about that?
Would that be Frito-Lay?
Lay's.
That would be the largest one that there is.
Okay.
Oh, okay. You'd be great in court, too. I'm just giving you a hard time, Jessica. It's okay.
Well, I'm a plain Lay's person. That's my favorite kind.
Imagine that, a plain Lay's. Are you listening to that, Egyptian? Hey. Marshall, what chip is it?
I like the nacho cheese burritos, honestly.
Dude, the Cool Ranch is so much better.
Yeah, I'm team Cool Ranch.
I honestly don't think so. I used to like Cool Ranch, but then I went to the nacho cheese. But all I wanted to say the same thing as Jessica, though. Like, I used to work at Frito-Lay, too, and, yeah, the air inside the bag is to, like, protect the chip.
All right. I'm glad you're part of that cult, too, and you believe everything they tell you.